Mobile.
4CES Mobile.
Morning, KK4POT Mobile. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Waking up again. Just trying to get the day rolling. Got a big day ahead of you.
Yesterday had enough fun stuff for me. You?
I don't know how the day's going to be. Yesterday wasn't that bad. It had its way yesterday. It'd come in a ton of bricks and it'd go out and you'd just be laying there for a second trying to figure out what just happened and then do it all over again.
We actually had a forklift driver hit a fire suppression system yesterday. That was a very fun time.
That'll get you going real fast.
Usually cars and water don't always mix well, especially when they're not finished yet.
Man, I feel sorry for that guy. I'm sure he had a meeting for that one.
He'll be back today or not, but who knows.
What do you do over there?
CA, I guess, section leader, supervisor, basically floor supervisor.
Cool. Now, do you enjoy all that?
Yeah, most of them I do. I've been there about 21 years now, so I actually moved from the production floor up. So, I mean, it's nice. It has some bad days, but yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah, man, that's great. 41 years, that's fantastic.
Did you say you did where you were at?
Tractor trailers. So we do, over the road rigs, pretty much anything involved with those and the trailers. We do pretty much anything involved with the trailer as well. So a little bit of everything on those.
Kind of makes me think of a YouTube video I watched. 11-foot-8 bridge. Have you ever seen that?
You again?
Yeah, it's just called 11-foot-8-inch bridge, or 11-foot-8.com or something, but it's a YouTube channel, and they show all these tractor trailers going up underneath the less than 12-foot bridge.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, I've seen a bunch of those. We get, we do all that kind of stuff too on those trailers, so we've had quite a few come in from the one up there in towards Spartanburg. I guess it's just off a new cut road or something. There's one of them up there. We've had several of those from that very bridge.
It's unreal to watch too. I mean, it just fills it back like a can opener.
We got one sitting at our shop right now. We're just waiting on some of the parts to come in. It got messed up pretty bad.
So y'all basically end up having to rebuild the whole thing?
A lot of the stuff on the box can be salvaged, but, I mean, you end up putting all new panels on the side, obviously new roof, and a few of the structural aspects that connect those two things together. But we do all that, and we've seen it time and time again on that.
So, the downside is, and you might be able to answer this, like, I know cars they're not built to be taken apart. Are trucks still, they get so complicated they're hard to take apart?
The box goes, no. I mean, they're pretty straightforward, simple things. But, as far as the actual truck portion goes, they're very much on the way as the automotive industry is. They're getting much, much more complicated on their engine and after treatment systems, with emissions and all that kind of stuff. So that portion of it's getting much more complicated, but the actual body portions of them are pretty straightforward.
Looks like I don't know if there's any consideration for what it needs to be worked on at all when they design stuff.
Like next to none. recently get your ticket? Because I was just noticing on the call sign, that sounded like one of the newer ones.
I got it back in January. I'll be honest, I don't always do a lot of talking on VHF, UHF. I don't do much talking, period, even on HF, but I'm trying to get myself more in the habit.
Cool. You got an HF rig?
I ended up buying the 7300. It looked really cool, so yeah, I ended up buying that one. But and then actually this last summer I upgraded the General because I just got tired of the 10 meter band just being dead.
That opens up a whole new world right there once you get into that. I'd like to do my extra, but it's just one of those things I'm going to force myself to sit down and study.
About it, but then I don't know yet. I just got my General, so it might be a little bit. But then with the $50 licensing thing coming up, you never know.
Here, Mike, I didn't mean to butt you out.
Going down the road.
The email on that antenna, that was pretty neat. It still don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Problem that, like I said, that's what I was building the other day. I hadn't had a chance to use it to check it out, but I did get my antenna mast and those poles in yesterday, Tim.
Well, did you get the used ones or the unused ones?
The unused ones, they weren't but a couple bucks more.
Man, yeah, for a couple bucks, that's a no-brainer. Of course, even the used ones, I mean, I think technically mine were used when I got them. No, I don't think they were, but even with mine, have been used for a good bit. There ain't nothing wrong with them, so, yeah, that's a good deal right there. I'm going to try to stop by Lowe's today. How long of a hook are you looking for?
I don't know, you know, because that, you know, there's a lot of wire there. I mean, you got a good bit of stuff. I don't know. I'd have to draw it out, see if you could find something. I know I've seen those trailer door back hooks would be excellent. You know, they got two bolt holes in them and just one hook. I looked yesterday. I was going to try to call Long, see what they had today.
Yeah, just let me know on that. Yeah, I was thinking just getting the individual hooks would be better because then you could space them however you wanted to. But, yeah, let me know what they say. I might just whatever you get, just double it. But I'm backing in over here, so let me hop out of here. Good to hear you this morning, Andrew. Hope you have a fantastic day. And, Mike, I'll catch you when you get in. KK4 POT.
7-3, so you hope you had a good day at work. KO4 CEN.
KK4 NXC. You're trying to test out some different antennas so that I can make contact with him on HF. You know, I just don't, you know, without using a repeater.
I keep looking at verticals. I think this one, my space requirements, a vertical may just end up fitting the bill, even though a dipole or something would be a lot cheaper.
The antenna that we have is the, it's a kind of a portable setup, but it's a good antenna, is the Chameleon Micro. That's a good portable antenna for HF.
Looked at some, even though, I don't know, it's such a hard decision depending on how much room you got. And, I mean, I got the tree, I can run something in, but I don't know which way it's, because you know, I think infeds tend to kind of come off from the end as far as the way it broadcasts out, the RF.
Kind of stuff on YouTube if you get on there and just kind of kick around. Ken's got one that Ken mentioned yesterday. I mean, it's a space saver as far as if you don't have a bunch of room. But there's a ton of stuff out there. It's hard to really make a decision. You just have to kind of figure out what you need and go from there.
Got the one dipole, it runs from like the peak of the house to the side of the tree. I don't know if my wife's gonna let me she's gonna let me run one to the very back of the yard where I got the next tree. I mean, it's perfect. It's like 130 something feet, so it worked for 80 meters.
You hardly see those things anyway. I mean, nobody, no mine at Carolina Wyndham is up, except for the Balaam fox hanging in the middle of the air with a coax coming off of it. But other than that, you can't even see it.
Same way, like, whenever, not how long after I put it up, it took a while before I noticed my neighbor mowing his grass. He finally looked up, seen the little black box hanging in the air. But, yeah, I just, that coax and everything, I don't know, because it might be kind of hanging near my pool, so who knows. A YouTube video yesterday where a guy did a, it was 80 meters NVIS, and he just ran a wire, like a, basically a dipole on a little banana connector, and he just ran it on like a little 1x1 post, and he was running out both ways, but you gotta have it, the coax in close to the radio, I guess.
Cut that chameleon up the other week. Tim and I went out to we went out camping, and I set that chameleon up. It's got a pretty long vertical antenna, but you can set it up as a dipole. So I set mine up as a dipole. He set his up as a vertical antenna, and I think he had 5 or 6 ground plane wires on it, and we were able to make the same contacts, and mine wasn't but about 3 feet off the ground. We were able to make the same contacts. We hit Jamaica, Germany, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Virginia, all on about 10 watts. And I thought that was pretty neat. I mean, we had both setups, and we're hitting exactly the same people.
It's amazing how the antennas work at different heights and stuff like that. Like 40 meters for me lately has just been noisy, and I can't figure out why.
Propagation, I get the same thing.
Almost like it's every 15 megahertz, somewhere in that range, and it's just driving me crazy right now.
TFW Mobile.
The main reasons why I want to get on 80 is I know they got a couple nets, but the South Carolina single sideband net is on 80 meters, and I thought about trying to do that one day.
Man, I used to know the exact frequency on that, but yeah, I want to try to do that as well. So I've heard guys on there talking, but I've never been on it when the net's on. Good morning, Ken. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. Doing pretty well. Yeah, the frequency's 3915, isn't it? Like, it several times, and that the hardest time I've had is when the net controller's out of Greenville.
I could try. I got a little mobile, I can't remember the name, it was American something. I bought it off Amazon. It's the only place I found that you can buy it, but it does like 10 through 80. And I thought about checking in with that, but I got to set it out in the front yard.
It's set up for man pack, so, which I have it hooked up in the house, but it's extremely mobile.
I feel like somebody might take off with it, but I don't know. Ham radio antenna, I don't know if he might even pay any attention.
Any problem with mine?
In the work, y'all have a good one. I'll try to be on here. I'm trying to get on in the mornings, just see if anybody's on. So y'all have a good day. 7-3s to you.
7-3s, have a safe day. KK4NXC.
7-3, have a good one. KN4TFW.
Can clear.
I don't think I got to make a Home Depot run this morning.
Laid back day today.
And special. I'm gonna do some. The guys do some walk through the plants at different. Everybody's assigned to different areas. So I'm gonna walk with a couple of guys today, Just to get familiar with the equipment. To buy some stuff from Valen.
To have a rep out there with them?
Rep out there, but they're on, they got a catalog, like, on the computer. If I go through the work order system, I can bring up the catalog and order stuff from them.
Sanitizer.
We probably make our own, I guess.
Sunday. Lower pace than normal, that was good. I had a good day.
You heard from Ed yet?
Nope.
Hey, I'm starting to get worried about him.
Not just a second.
Yesterday before that hurricane hit?
Yes, sir, I got a full tank.
Again, it's going to be a washout.
For Category 4?
Into 3 right now. They just really don't know. And that, but they're looking at 70% chance of rain for us, but only a couple of inches over the whole course of the storm.
Heavy, I can hunt that.
But they may be hunkered down, too, and that was, don't want to get wet.
Enjoy sitting out anyway.
It's me sleeping.
That enjoy getting out. Try to talk my wife into sitting in the stand with me, but she is all against it.
She know, right?
Yes, it. I mean, the hamburger especially, she don't mind. And I've cooked a couple of roasts that she's eaten. I mean, she will eat it.
Cake the other night.
My deer and cube steak, and then hamburger and stew meat. I hadn't had a cube steak in a long time. I quit doing that years ago. Don't know why.
Ate in the burger and cube steak.
A lot of taco bakes and that kind of stuff, some Mexican stuff. She's not Mexican, but she sure can cook. And so we use a lot of that hamburger style meat.
I do too. I like it that way. And that I use it as a burger substitute, and nobody can tell the difference, really. I'd like to can some of it, but man, you can't even find a canning jar around now.
Some of that deer meat, but we'll have to wait. I also saw there was
aluminum can shortage. A lot of the microbreweries were having an issue because everybody's staying home and they're drinking beer out of cans, and now only the big companies are getting the cans.
Well, if you're ever out and you see any wide mouth jars, they can't be regular jars. I use wide mouth on everything. Wide mouth jars or wild mouth lids. Wide mouth. Ball. Snag them and I'll tell you for them.
Yeah, roger that. I saw some on the internet, man. They were ridiculous what they wanted for them.
When with the internet, and some of that stuff is coming out of China, and Tim actually bought a bunch of lids from China, found out it was from China. He won't ever see them there. China is pulling a ton of internet scams. You know, they scammed me for $269, and I happened to have paid through PayPal, and it took me 2 months, but PayPal got my money back.
So this COVID, everybody's staying home, they just decided to can?
More complicated than that, with just the direction that the country's headed, you know, people don't feel secure about the future. I don't blame them.
Yeah, I'm in the same predicament there. And Mama was looking at properties and that, and saying, man, we might need some place to go where we can just camp out for a little while.
Fairly conservative area. I mean, you don't have them burning down businesses and stuff here. I know, well, especially not in Greenville. I mean, the law enforcement's not going to stand for that. But I wouldn't want to be in one of them big cities that where the leaders just let those, they're basically terrorists, but they let them have their way without protecting anybody. That's crazy.
I'm with you on that one. Got stuck behind this Swift truck getting onto the interstate. I bet he's not so swift.
I bet he isn't.
This entrance to the interstate got a short running ramp.
What a job that you enjoyed.
More content and sleep better than that than I did at the old place.
But the job?
You know it.
Sleep better over there. I just wondered.
Yeah, at night I sleep a lot better. I don't know if just too much stuff going on at the old place or just the uncertainties, I think is what the deal is.
I go that there's really no certainty. You know, there might be some sense of certainty, but everything's really uncertain.
What about that?
Into work one day, and everybody in the office, their faces were white, and I thought somebody had died. I literally thought that somebody that, you know, was close to the guys at the company had passed away, and when I asked them what was going on, they handed me a letter of a company that was 33% of our business. And they said they'd no longer be doing business with us. And I realized that was back in 2001, I think. And I realized it don't matter how good it is, things can change in a moment.
Right. He let another false shutdown happen, and it'll be all over with then.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right.
Was really swift. I never did catch up to him.
Oh, good deal. Oh, geez.
Yeah, Mama's loving it. Because she, I mean, she puts the talk back about it every night.
I have always wanted, it's one thing I've always wanted to own was a Jeep. And I went to seriously pursue buying a Jeep. I like some of the older ones. And I'm just telling you, man, you talk about something holding its value, Jeeps are expensive.
Yeah, you got that right. Even an old one is expensive. And that, but this one, you know, she liked our other one. But the top, you know, folds it back, and she's short, and it's just hard to do by yourself, and it almost ain't worth it, you know, to do it. But this one, you just push a button, and it slides back, and so she was really enjoying it. She's had the top back more since she's had this one than in the 2 years she had the other one.
Well, good. I know she's proud of that thing, and it's a pretty Jeep.
She was cold the other day, and then she turned on the heated seats for the first time. She's like, man, I really like this. Man, this truck in front of me, this box truck, he's gonna wreck for sure. Walking down the interstate, KN4 TFW.
Place to be.
A car passed everybody on the shoulder the other morning, and I mean, it was dark. You could, and there's a lot of cars that park on the side of the road up through here.
Send a text. I ain't got a response back. We'll see what happens this morning.
Bye.
Same one of his boys.
Ability. He does that quite often. Hearling the other day out there at the plant, and he was in the little lay down yard and ran over towards the fence, and I walked over there. I don't know where the heck he went.
Grass or something out there?
Necessarily, I don't guess, but there's a bunch of them around. And that, but the fence is like a 8-foot fence with three strands of barbed wire on the top. I don't know if he just ducked under and crawled on his knees under the fence or what he did.
Finding him.
Yeah. Tracks where they've been walking around near the parking lot.
I don't have any deer at the shop. I don't think they survived it very much. But hey, I'm destinating. I gotta get. Hey, 73's to you. I hope you have a good day, a safe day, and hopefully we hear from Ian this morning. Have a good one, and maybe I'll be able to catch you this afternoon. And it's BKK4NXC. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, 73's, Mike. Hope you have an awesome day. Annette, tell Tim we said hey, and hopefully I'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.